So, Cynthia, when I first read the book, I'm the kind of person that opens up in the middle of something and starts reading. So I read the intro stuff last. So my initial impression was like the whole thing was based on conversations that you had written down. So apparently there was like stuff from other interviews or whatever that you had included, or other transcripts of Frankie speaking, or...
Well, there was there's a writer, someone who was in the original Big Apple Indie Hoppers, a wonderful guy named Robert Kreese, who is an academic, but he also did a lot of writing on dance history. Social dance history was his interest. And he did a very extensive interview with Frankie that was commissioned by the Smithsonian Institution, mm-hmm. their oral history program. So I had that, and that was a wonderful sort of backbone to the story. He went through Frankie's whole life over, I guess, a couple of days they interviewed. So I had that, and then I had already started, before I got that, I had already done, you know, some years of interviews with Frankie. So I have thousands of pages and hundreds of hours of interviews, and so that was what I worked off of. And then I consulted a lot of other people and original, some primary material and secondary material, and just to get a background and fact check and fill in and do the sidebars that give the background information. So Frankie was the primary source, and then there were other things that helped shape the book and build it.
So in terms of original interviewing that was done specifically for the book with you and Frankie, roughly, I mean, it's about how many hours of just new interviewing did you do for
with
the book?
With Frankie?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, really hundreds.
Countless, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I have so much. And then it really got to a point, as I said, he didn't always understand how much of what he said was valuable for the book. So every time we would be talking or just, you know, maybe anywhere, and he would start to talk, I was constantly grabbing for napkins in restaurants, and
I started
trying to carry around index cards to always have something to write on. So there were, I was working on, you know, many, many, many pages. I mean, when I would work on a story, I might pull out 6 or 7 different interviews that had information, let's say the story of how Frankie first created the first air step in the Lindy. I might have 10 bits and pieces of paper and 7 interviews, Bob Kreese's, and then maybe 6 other ones of mine that had that kind of material in it. So,
very rough percentage, right? Just for my young curiosity, of new interviews with you and Frankie versus all the stuff that had been done before that makes this book up?
Oh, I would say maybe 75% was new interviews.
Wow.
I think.
The transcriptions that you did for this thing and the study of all this previous material and putting it all together, I just have to say it's like phenomenal. I mean, you're putting this whole thing together is just, it astounds me.
Look at the inspiration for it.
Well, of course.
You can understand anyone who's met Frankie can understand the inspiration for a project like this.
Cynthia, you have a master's degree in dance history, both performance and history, or what is your background?
Oh, yes, I have a master's, a BA in that focused on dance, and then I have a master's degree in dance education, and I taught dance mostly to children, but also to adults for about 15 years before switching over to becoming a librarian.
Okay.
And I performed with lots of different kinds of groups, everything from a group that did Isadora Duncan, the original choreography, to modern dance, to ballet, to, and then once I found the Lindy Hop, that kind of was the dance that became my favorite dance, and really just about the only thing I've done since I started, so that's my background.